In response to the proclamation of our president, we now turn to what is our greatest privilege and most solemn responsibility as patriotic citizens of this country and citizens of the kingdom of God, that we might pray for one another and for those in distress. I'm going to lead us in a series of prayers out loud and invite you in the quiet of your heart to respond to them in silent prayer. But at one point, if there are those in our midst who know of individuals whose lives have been lost or who are missing, I will invite you to say out loud that we would pray for the family of, and then the person's name, who is missing or whose life has been lost. Let us turn to God in prayer. Father in heaven, your word says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." O Lord God, creator of the universe and redeemer of your people, we come before you to worship you, to remind and quiet in our hearts with the reality that you are seated upon your throne, that you are the God and King of all. And we pray, Lord, that we might now, as we bring before you our petition, experience that peace that passes all understanding, that guards our hearts and minds. We remember with encouragement the words of our Lord Jesus, "To come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. To take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Our Father, the horrific acts of this past week have brought us to our knees as we cry out in behalf of those who have suffered this terrible carnage in injustice. We are encouraged by the reminder that if we who are called by your name would humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. We pray that it would be so. Help us now as we bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We do pray, Lord, for those in our midst who have suffered unspeakable sorrow in the loss of a loved one, and for those many who are still awaiting news whose loved ones are missing. Within this church family, Lord, we pray for those who have lost their friends and co-workers, that you would comfort them. Mike Slemmer, who lost an employee, Carlos Montoya, we pray that you would comfort his wife, Stacy, in her time of bereavement. We pray for Susan Hicks, who lost her best friend, Robin Kaplan. Please, Lord, surround the family of Robin and comfort them. We pray, Lord, for the family of Nellie Casey. We ask, Lord, that you would hear also the cry of our hearts in behalf of the cousins of Jim Daly who were lost in this tragedy. And we pray, Father, for your comfort for the family of Carlton Fife, for his wife, Haven, their son, Jackson. And hear us now as we mention aloud the names of other families who are in need of your comfort. Our Father in heaven, we can't bear up under such sorrow. We can't imagine such grief and loss. Father, we are so inadequate to show the love that is desperately needed for these ones who have suffered this crushing loss. Lord, we're thankful that in our distress, in all of our distress, you are distressed. We're thankful, Jesus, that you're the one who was sent to bind up the brokenhearted and to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion. Please, O Lord, comfort these dear ones and many more beside whose names we do not know, but are known to you and bear your image. We pray also, Lord, for the many officials upon whose shoulders belongs the responsibility to respond to this tragedy. We pray for officials in local government and city workers, firefighters, police, public servants, an army of volunteers who've put themselves at risk and are displaying a similar love to that which you showed us when you washed the feet of the disciples. Strengthen the arms of doctors and nurses and medical technicians and all those in the helping and service organizations that have been mobilized. But Lord, we do pray now for our nation as we've been asked. We ask, Lord, for wisdom for our President, President Bush, and Vice President Cheney, for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Cabinet, members of Congress, the State Department, our ambassadors. We pray for wisdom and strength that they might know and do your will. We pray that you would give them right understanding and purity of purpose so that law and order and justice and peace would prevail. Give them insight, resolve, and unity, that in some measure your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. We do pray, Lord, for ourselves and for our nation, that we might be a people marked by civility and kindness to our neighbors. Protect us from anger in search of a cause. Help us to avoid adding to this tragedy by vilifying many innocent men, women, and children. Help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. But we do, Lord, we do pray for justice, not for hatred, but for justice from a God whose throne is based on justice and righteousness. We pray, Lord, that you would protect us from giving to our enemy the one victory we must not, to allow him to bring us so low that we hate him back. May we not repay evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. And finally, Lord, yesterday and the day before, the world witnessed the devastating power of hate to wreak destruction. Today and tomorrow and the next day, may the world see the even greater power of love to heal, to restore, and finally, by your grace, to overcome evil. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.